Triple M Finance.
Personal and business banking made simple with BCU.
Well, the US share market has pushed lower again for a fifth straight day, dropping about 6.5% over that period as well. And the S&P 500 actually finished the day at a December 2020 low as well. And even though the concerns recently have been around surging inflation, recession fears, and a stronger US dollar, the most recent catalyst for the last leg lower over the past 3 to 4 days has been the Federal Reserve's latest meeting last week, where the US central bank signaled plans to raise rates more aggressively than previously thought over the next year or so. So the Dow Jones fell 329 points last night, or 1.1%. The broader S&P 500 was down 1%, and for once the NASDAQ didn't move as much as its peers, falling just 0.6%. Keep in mind, the tech stocks have been the worst performers in the United States since the start of this year due to rising interest rates. Well, European markets remain quite sluggish, although there were some improvers around. The Stock 600 down by just a fifth of 1% after falling almost 5% last week. And the UK finished largely flat. The pound hit a record low against the US dollar as well, and the Aussie dollar is stronger against the sterling. Now, locally today, the Aussie market seems set for an improvement of around 0.5% in early trade. Importantly, in coming days will be whether or not our market can hold above the lows that were hit back in June. Now, as far as commodity prices go, we had a mixed bag, but things have been quite difficult in that space recently. Now, if we look at oil prices, well, oil prices actually fell by about 2.5% to 9-month lows, pressured by a strengthening US dollar as traders awaited details on new sanctions on Russia. We had the iron ore price actually lifting by just by a tenth of 1% to $99 per ton. The Aussie dollar finally sitting at 64.5 US. This is Stephen Daglian from CommSec.